Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing a subject at present called The Believer Growing in Faith, and we're doing part two today. The topic is God Speaks Creation into Existence. God speaks and uses his faith to create the inner image that was on the inside of him, and then he speaks it out into the realm of the natural. Light be and light was. God had an image on the inside of his spirit, and he spoke that word out, light be and light became. We see in this scripture that God uses his faith in words to create what was on the inside of his spirit. And this is what we need to do as a believer, born again believer. We are to take the word of God, build that image of that word in our spirit man, fill it full of faith, and then speak it out into the natural realm for it to become a reality. The word of God tells us in Hebrews that the worlds were created by a substance called faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things that do appear. God is saying two things in this scripture. One, we understand it by faith, and two, the worlds were created by faith. We also see in the scripture that mankind has been created in his image. Man also is to operate by words and faith. We turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 31. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that's upon the earth. So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he man, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over everything that moves upon the face of the earth. In this scripture, we see where God made mankind in his image, not as in a physical image, but in a spiritual image. Man was created in the image or likeness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It says in his image. God uses faith-filled words to create, and the believer is to use faith-filled words to create also. That's what it means. We have been made in his image. But we see also in the scripture that God gave mankind dominion. This is very important to understand. The believer today still has dominion over the things of this earth. Thank you once again for being with me in this topic. The next topic coming up is part three of the 16-part series, and the topic is Jesus uses his faith in his ministry. Thank you and God bless.